Hare Krishna. Monday here, yesterday we had a really eventful day. We were out filming, doing vlogs, and we were, in the end, it turned out to be quite productive. Ras Purnima, Mayapur is really just flooded with people and pretty noisy as well. So in order to film, I wanted to go to a really quiet place. So I went to one of my favorite places, which is on the banks of the Jalangi, going away from ISKCON property, up along the Jalangi, and I don't know, it's about 2 kilometers from here. Shabi Harry had warned me that the road was bad, and I didn't take too much heed of him. So anyway, we packed up all our stuff in our with the tuk-tuk, and Radha Damodara, Shambhi Hari, and I. And of course, I always drive, because that's the best thing for my neck. It's least bumpy over there, right up front. And I'm always the rickshaw wala on the tuk-tuk. And the road, the first part was good, but the second part, which is really no one goes there really except the farmers, it's not used for travel, that was really bad. And we got stuck a couple of times, and once we had a near disaster, well, some would call it whatever would happen, it was already a disaster. And it was a good thing that Mustafa was there. He was a farmer, Muslim farmer boy. He and his father were working nearby. And as he went by, I greeted him, Salam Alaikum, and he was very happy with that. So he also said Hare Krishna back. And then when he saw that we were actually, well, in the ditch, or 90% in the ditch off the embankment, and he came and he helped us. And so gradually, finally, we got to our destination, which is really a beautiful place. It's a little pavilion made by local villagers. It's used for puja. There's a Tulsi Devi there. And it's right on the bank of the Jalangi. It's beyond already Jagannath Temple. To go to Jagannath Temple, when you get out, go back inland, you have to go further back. So it's a very, very secluded place. And just behind it, maybe a kilometer away, is this Hindu village. And so we started shooting there. We did 2 vlogs. One was what I considered in counseling 3 main issues that devotees or people need to overcome in developing relationships. And the other one was fixing your mind on your goals, especially your spiritual goals. And he's using the example of the eye of the owl. So, yeah, when we got there, I got bit to death by mosquitoes. These are the first mosquitoes I've met since I've been in Mayapur, which isn't the end of the world. But the problem is that when it was time for filming, I couldn't scratch. So, among other things, I was like itching like anything. And But The real test came when, of course, we had these two cameras, and Shambihari and Radha Damodar were manning the cameras. And then I saw in the background, here comes this goatsman, along with about 10 goats. And this little sort of pavilion that we're on is a platform, maybe about 2 feet high. So, of course, the first things the goats do is they jump up on the platform, one after the other. They jump off and jump up, jump on and jump off. And because by that time, Shambihari and Radha Damodar noticed them, but we kept filming because it seems like every time the goats were jumping off, didn't come into the film. Although then, when they were parading down to the Jalangi, they came into view. And then they went down, probably drank in the river and so on. And of course, the goatsman was very interested in what was going on, so he wanted to hang around. And the result was that the goats were always hanging around. This is now when we're doing the second one, standing in front of this beautiful tree and talking about the owl in the tree. Except that it wasn't just the owls in the tree, it was also the goats around the tree. And but we did that. And then we came back to do some final shots, and at that time, Shambihari managed to step into a red ant colony, and so he started dancing all over the place. That was quite painful, and then we couldn't, we certainly couldn't go back the way we'd come. That would have been too adventurous. So we had to drive around. Now, driving around is really, that means driving around. I stopped at Jagannath Mandir. Driving around means driving on a good road. And that was okay. It was a long distance, and there was tons and tons of traffic. So So we stopped at Jagannath Mandir, and I thanked Jagannath for not allowing me to land on my head as badly or more badly than I did. And then we went all the way. Well, I went as far as, we drove as far as ISKCON's main gate, and the traffic there was like being in downtown London in a rush hour. So I got out, and yesterday was my one lunch a week day, so I went to Narayeshwar Prabhu's to have lunch with Niranjan Maharaj and Devamita Maharaj and Bhaktivedipurna Maharaj, and it was a great lunch with chocolate cake and whipping cream. So after that, I couldn't. If I drove back and just came back here, I needed to do something to help digest that meal. So I decided to walk back along the embankment, along the Jalangi, which is a really beautiful walk. It's very, very quiet, shaded walk, and again, there's nothing really much that goes on there. But it's a long distance. It's a good 3 kilometers back here to where we are at Vasamita. And I was walking along, then I saw what appeared to me to be, because the embankment must be 3, if not 4 meters wide, and looked to me like this huge snake, because I didn't see the head, I didn't see the tail, but it was moving and was crossing the road and was slithering across the road. So like that was a 10-meter snake, wasn't part of the day's shooting schedule. But so I just stopped, and it was moving away from me. And and then finally, as the tail went by, there was a big stake tied to the tail. So then I realized that this actually wasn't even a snake. It was a huge big rope. And this was a stake on the other end of the rope. So I went to see what was at the other side, and the other side was off the embankment behind some trees, was this cow moving along and grazing, because he was moving along. So he was pulling the rope, and the rope was moving just like a snake. Anyway, then we got back here, and that was the adventure of the day. Krishna consciousness is a real spiritual adventure, and sometimes the adventure is a little more than you plan for. But anyway, we got back here safe and sound, a little bruised up, but and at the conclusion, at the end of Kartik, the day before the end of Kartik, then I went down to Ganga, did some ceremony there. A lot of devotees from the UK had come. The ashes ceremony for Radhadamodar's grandfather, and then there was for Ganga Mata, Anuradha's mother, and also Shruti Dharma's mother, Padmavati, who, I don't know, for the last 7, 8, 10 years that I met her, she would always, and she, because she wasn't well, so she was always asking, I'm praying to Krishna to go, why isn't he letting me go? And I just have to tell her, don't worry, he'll definitely go, it's just a question of when he wants you to go. And so finally, some months back, she did go. And last couple of years, then she got, Padmavati got into the habit of calling me darling. That was the first disciple calling me darling. But anyway, it was all right, because she's older than I was. And that was it. Let's see what adventures are in store for tomorrow. Hare Krishna.